我们要透过这段圣经来思想人生的真理。
We want to use this verse of the Bible in order to understand the meaning of life.
马可福音第五章。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. 马可福音是新约第二本书。
从第一节一直到第十七节，一直到第二十节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 20.
他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方，耶稣一下船，就有一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟营出来迎着他。
新约443面，是不是？五十三面。
第三节，那人常住在坟营里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜常在坟营里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：巫鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。耶稣问他说：你名叫什么？回答说：我名叫群。因为我们多的缘故，就再三地求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说：求你打发我们往猪群里附着猪去。耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山海，投在海里淹死了。猪的数目约有2000，放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就要来看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说：你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。好，我们念到这里。这一段圣经呢，我们好像说跟我们没有什么太大的关系。
When we first read this, it seems superficially doesn't have much relationship with us.
这是跟我们不在同一个时间，也不在同一个空间里面的一个人。
Seems like it's a different time and place altogether.
我们跟他完全活在两个不同的世界里。
Seems like we're living in two different worlds.
但是，假如我们仔细分析这个人的情形，我们会发现我们跟他有很多类似的地方。
But if we look at this very carefully, then we find that there are lots of similarities.
我们有类似的挣扎和苦闷。
We have the same kinds of struggles and frustrations.
他外面的那些表现和我们内心的情形有很多一样的地方。
Externally, from outside and looking at our own inside, then there are lots of similarities.
这个人，第一个，他是一个孤单的人。
It seems this person is a lonely person.
没有人喜欢他。
There's no one who likes him.
没有人跟他做朋友。
No one is a friend of his.
可能他常常对别人有害，所以人家都讨厌他。
Because he brings trouble to others, and so others really just despise him.
所以他们把他赶走了。
So they threw him out.
让他住在山上，让他住到坟堆里头去。
So that he was living in the mountains among the rubbish areas.
他是被社会遗弃和冷落的人。
And this is a person who is discarded by society.
他没有朋友，没有同情，没有爱。
There's nobody who has compassion, nobody who loves him.
他可以说尝尽了人间许多的痛苦。
So that he has experienced a lot of the misery of the world.
我们发现这个人可以代表现在这个时代很多很多人内心的现象。
He can represent a lot of the situation in human hearts today.
这是一个孤单的时代。
This is a lonely time.
现在虽然人越来越集中了。
Although people are concentrating all together.
都市越来越扩大。
And the cities are getting larger and larger.
可是人和人心灵的距离却越来越遥远。
The distance between man's hearts is getting further and further away.
人的关系也越来越复杂。
And man's relationships are getting more complex.
很多的人说，现在人类的关系是建立在一种利害的关系上。
And often people say that relationship between people is just dependent on whether there's an advantage or not.
我有许多的时间在青年的学生中间做工，我就发现现在很多的学生，他们觉得全班有五六十个人，但是没有一个人是他真正的朋友。
working with lots of students, and many students say that in the whole class are 50 or 60 people, but they only have a few friends.
在一起玩，在一起快乐的人是有，但是真正能够了解我，真正能够同情我，我的知心，我的知己却是很少。
A lot of people play and are happy with, but the only few people really understand and know us.
这是一个孤单的时代。
This is a lonely time.
第二，这个人他是住在一个坟堆的里头。
Secondly, this is the person who lives among the tombs.
你会说那跟我至少不一样，我不是住在坟堆里，我住在宿舍里。
Well, this is obviously different from me because I'm living in dorms, quite different.
我不是住在死人中间，我是住在活人中间。
I'm not living among the dead, I'm living among the living.
但是我自己也是遇到很多很多的年轻人，他们年轻，他们应该非常的有朝气，但是他们心灵的状态好像是一种死亡的情形。
Yet I've met many young people who really should have a lively kind of living, and yet they seem to be in a very miserable and depressed and dead state.
有的时候我问到一个年轻人，我就问他说：“请问你最近怎么样？”他说：“低气压。”
Sometimes when I ask a person, they ask me, "What's how are you?" And they say, "We're very depressed, low pressure."
什么低气压呢？是心理低气压，不是外头低气压。存在主义的学者分析现代人的状况，他把它分成五个点。
In existentialism, they describe there are five types of persons.
第一个特点就是恐惧。
Five kinds of characteristics in people. One, that there is fear.
没有人不活在恐惧的中间。
There's no one that doesn't live in fear.
我家里有两个小孩子，他们假如做错了事情，他们就很怕这个爸爸妈妈知道。
Two children at home, and they have committed a mistake. They are very fearful of their father.
从小到大，没有任何一个人能够逃避恐惧的威胁。
From childhood until they grown up, there's none that can escape from fear.
国家有一种战争的恐惧。
In the countries, there's a fear of war.
社会有许许多多社会的问题的恐惧。
And society has a lot of problems of fear of the society.
有经济的问题、政治的问题、各种的问题。
Economic problems. Political problems.
个人也有许多的恐惧。
In our own selves, we have a lot of fears.
我来到美国就发现有一些留学生，他们有这个居留权的一种恐惧。
Many students in America, they have a fear of the problem of permanent residence.
也有一些人，他们到暑假，他说我找了一个月的工作，还没找到一个工作，也是一种恐惧。
Many during the summertime, they want to look for a job. It's a fear of a lack of a job.
有恐惧就带来第二个现象，就是忧虑。
Second problem that fear brings is that it brings worry.
存在主义的学者他们不但说忧虑，他们说焦虑。我不知道英文怎么样，就是比忧虑更忧虑。
你说你这么讲焦虑对不对？Anxiety. Of course, this in most severe form is when it becomes someone very anxious.
因为要解决这些问题。
Because one has to solve these problems.
因为想办法要除去这些忧虑。
In order to remove these worries.
有的人说人生活在什么里面呢，就是活在解决问题的里面，天天都在解决问题。
A lot of people are living in a state like this in order that they may try to solve these problems.
但是永远解决不完。
But they really cannot solve these.
所以人就活在那个忧虑的里面，忧愁的里面。
So man is living in a worrisome state.
所以有很多的人说就有第三个现象就是空虚。
And the third characteristic is emptiness.
其实圣经里头也讲了，像那位曾经做过君王的那位所罗门，有智慧，有钱财，他年老的时候他说：“虚空的虚空，日光之下都是虚空的。”
Like Solomon, who was so wealthy and has become a king and emperor, and yet in his book he tells us that all his vanity, all his emptiness.
他们就说：“你得到了，你又怎么样？你失去了，你又怎么样呢？”
What is it if we get it? What is it if we lose it?
假如你成功了，你又怎么样？你失败了，你又怎么样呢？
So what is it if we're successful? What is it if we fail?
当我们走到人生的终点的时候，这一切都没有了，所以人生是很空虚的。
At the very end of the road, and then we find that everything is empty.
既然空虚，还要活下去，所以他们说第四个现象就是荒谬。
Because it's empty, and yet we still have to live, and therefore it is futile.
但人生有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
你看从小就努力奋斗到最后什么都没有了。
After we struggle and struggle and struggle from childhood onwards, it's still we never have nothing.
不但荒谬，而且是绝望。
It's futile, it's really hopeless.
没有人能够解决我们的问题。
There's no one who can really solve our problems.
这是从存在主义学者的一些论调。
This is the scholars who believe in existentialism.
我觉得他们看得很对，看得很透，看得很真实。
I think that their understanding is very correct and very accurate.
但是问题就是，他们也不能解决，他们只能够找出人类心灵的病症，但是他们没有提供解决的办法。
They cannot solve the problem. They can diagnose it. They can identify the problems, but they really cannot solve it.
所以很多的人说，越有思想的人越痛苦。
And some people say, well, those people really are very thoughtful, think a lot, and they are really in more problems, have more problems.
很多的哲学家说，最愉快的一种人就是白痴。
A lot of philosophers say the people who are the most happy are those who are really just very dull-minded.
因为他不必想。
Because they don't have to think.
他也不会想。
And they don't have to think, they don't know how to think.
他只有一种生存的直觉。
Because they only have an instinct for survival.
那跟动物有什么两样？
And it's just like an animal.
人就是这样奇怪啊。
Man is just so mysterious.
人有思想。
Man has thought.
人对自己的存在要去寻找意义。
About the meaning of his existence.
但是他们找不到，所以他们感觉到很苦闷。
They cannot find the reason for that, and so they're very frustrated.
在高雄有一次，有一个学校，一个中学，有三个学生，一个月之内，有三个学生自杀死了。
There was one school in Kaohsiung where three of these high school students had committed suicide.
所以那个校长有一天上到台上说，请各位同学不要再自杀了。
The principal announced one day at the school meeting and said, "Don't commit suicide anymore."
其中有一个学生，我们认识他。
There's one student that I knew.
他的父亲母亲都是做医生的，家庭环境非常好。
Both parents were doctors and their family circumstances were very good.
他也是读一个很好的学校，高雄中学是非常好的学校。
He was studying in the Kaohsiung High School, it's a very good school.
他的成绩也不错。
And his scholastic achievements were very good.
这样的人也会自杀。
Yet this kind of person committed suicide.
后来他们就找到了那份遗书。
So then they found his will.
他说：“亲爱的爸爸妈妈
，So my dear parents,
请你们原谅我这个不孝顺的孩子。
Forgive me for being so impious.
我要离开你们去了，因为我不知道为什么活。
I've left you because I really don't know how to live.
既然我不知道为什么要活下去，我何必活下去呢
？Because I don't know why I should live and why should I live.
居然他就真的这样死了。
So then he died.
我们觉得这个年轻人好可惜啊。
We think it's such a great pity.
他还那么年轻，才十七八岁。
It's such a pity because he's only 17 or 18 years.
他还没有找到人生，难道他就找不到人生的意义吗
？He's never not really grown up, and how could he find the meaning of life, as it were?
他可以寻找。
He could find.
他失望的太快了。
He was disappointed too quickly.
他放弃的太早了。
He dropped it too quickly.
但是我从另外一个角度来看。
Yet from another angle,
我觉得这个年轻人他对生命很认真呢、
啊。Yet this person was very serious about life.
你不会做任何一件事，你不知道为什么做，你还做，对不对
？You won't do something if you don't know the reasons why you're doing it.
你不会说跑到一个巴士上去，你还不知道到哪里去
？You wouldn't get on a bus not knowing where the bus is going to take you.
但是今天在人生的列车上，你这列车开到哪里去，你知不知道
？On the road of life.Do you know where this road is going?
什么是你的目标你知道吗
Which is the goal?
很多的人不知道他怎么办呢
Many people don't know. What do they do?
他就想办法让他自己忘记
So they try to think of many ways in order that they can forget this.
有一次有一个中学的女孩子到我们家来谈话
There's a high school student once came to talk to me in the home.
她在学校里面非常非常的出风头
This person was very popular in the school.
她会写会唱会画
She could write, she could sing, she could draw.
所以他在那个学校里面是每个人都知道他。
So everybody can know her.
啊，他到我们家里面来谈也是天南地北无所不谈。
When she came to our home, she really was a great conversationalist. She could talk about anything.
谈到后来，我就问他，我说，请问你的人生观如何
？So at the end, and I asked her, "What is your philosophy of life?"
他就哭了。
And she began to cry.
吓了我一跳。
So really frightened me.
我说你怎么了
？So why? What's the matter?
他说我没有人生观。
I don't have any philosophy of life.
我说你哪里没有人生观？你的人生观很丰富啊。
Now why don't you have a philosophy of life? Your concept of life is so full.
啊，你他说就是因为我没有人生观，所以我就拼命的努力生活，让我的时间都被填满了，免得我想起来我是一个没有人生观的人。
Because I don't have a philosophy of life, so I try to do all kinds of things so I can fill it all up so that I don't have to think about it.
这你怎么那么残忍呢？把我让我又想起我自己的问题了。
Why are you so cruel? Why do you bring this up so that it reminds me of my problem?
从那天我就开始跟他谈到信仰。
So after that point, I began to talk to her about faith.
今天有许多的年轻人，他们就不愿意想这个问题，他们就不敢想这个问题，因为他们找不到答案。
And many young people don't think about it, don't want to think about this because they don't know what to do.
因为世界上有很多的书都告诉我们如何。
Because a are many books which tell us how.
你如何可以成功？
But how to be successful?
你如何可以让人家喜欢你？
How to have other people like you?
你如何可以跑得更快一点？
How can you run even faster?
你如何可以让你的这个身体可以健康？
How can you can be healthy?
胖的瘦一点，瘦的更胖一点。
Those who are fat can become thinner. Those who are thinner can become fat.
但是有哪本书告诉你为什么？
Is there a book that says why?
人生是为何？
What is the purpose?
人生的方向是什么？
What is man's direction?
人生的目标是什么？
What is the goal?
人应该往哪里走？
Where are we to go?
人生的价值在哪里？
What is the value of life?
没有这样的书。
There's no such book.
只有这本圣经。
It's only this Bible.
敢把这样的事情向我们挑战。
Bring us this problem as a challenge to us.
只有这本圣经直截了当地讲论人生的真道。
This Bible directly talks to us about this concept of life.
圣经里面讲到真理的时候，它不是用外交辞令的。
When the Bible talks about these concepts, it doesn't go into a very polite or politic way.
这个人讲话常常大概或者也许是我想恐怕不见得。
When man talks to other people, they politic, they beat around the bush, they say maybe, possibly, or maybe.
但是圣经里面给我们讲人生真理的时候不是这样，他说我实实在在的告诉你，我实实在在的告诉你。
When the Bible talks about the truth of life, and it says, "Verily, verily, I say."
今天我们住的环境可能很好，但是我们心灵的住处在哪里呢？
Although we may be living very well, but what is the situation in our spirit? How are we spiritually living?
特别我这次来美国，我发现这里住的环境都比台湾好得多了。
Come to America, particularly, I find that the living circumstances are really much better than in Taiwan.
但是心灵的满足不一定更高啊。
But our spiritual living may not be better.
在这里有多少的人，他们心灵的状态好像这个人一样，是住在坟茔的里面，死气沉沉的。
Many people were living here, actually, in their lives, in their spiritual lives, are really like this person living in the tombs, really dead.
被许多的黑暗，被许多的低沉所捆绑。
In many situations, they're depressed and they're very darkened.
第三，这个人他遇见耶稣以后，圣经说他穿上衣服。
The third point which this text tells us, this man after he saw Jesus, after he knew Jesus, then he put on his clothes.
可见得在他没有遇见耶稣以后，他连衣服都不穿。
So that we know that before he met Jesus, we know that he didn't even wear clothes.
他不穿衣服，他不知道羞耻了。
Not wearing clothes, he was not even ashamed.
他没有羞耻的感觉了。
He did not have shame and feeling of shame.
一个人不穿衣服也是失去了他的尊严了。
Oh,
你说至少这点我跟他不一样，我衣服穿得很好。
Well, at least this point is quite different from me. You know, at least I wear clothes very well.
我们再要说外头的衣服穿得很整齐，里头呢？
Again, we say externally we may be wearing our clothes very well, but what about inside us?
有一些听说有一些豪华的旅馆，你假如不是穿着西装笔挺，他不让你进去的。
Great hotels that if you're really not wearing the right attire, you really cannot go in.
但是那些外面穿的那么整齐、那么漂亮的人，他们的内心如何？
These people were really so well dressed. What is the spiritual condition inside them?
你我我们的内心如何？
What is your condition? My condition in my heart.
我们很懂得在外面来打扮。
We can really decorate ourselves outside.
打扮外面也不是一件坏事情。
Of course, to decorate ourselves is not a bad thing.
但是更重要的里头怎么样呢？
More important, what about inside us?
那个羞耻感，
this is a sense of shame.
那个是非和善恶的分辨，
the distinction between good and bad.
那个真假对错的标准，
qualities of distinguishing between that of value and that of
right. 甚至有很多的人，他们连这个这种是非善恶的感觉都已经麻木了。
A lot of people, even the concepts of right and wrong, have already been numbed.
我觉得这个时代是越来越严重。
Situation in this generation is really getting worse.
很多的社会学家，很多的心理学家把罪恶正常化了。
Many people, sociologists and psychologists, have tried to normalize the aberrant.
没有罪，没有罪。
There's no sin, they say.
假如你要解决你心理的问题，只有一个办法，你就是说我不承认我有罪，那么你就自由了。
If you have a problem inside, you just say that I don't have sin, and therefore you're free.
真的可以解决问题吗？
Can this really solve your problems?
我觉得这是更可怕、更严重。
This is really terrible. This is really even a more severe problem.
我在台湾的时候已经感觉到社会的腐化越来越可怕了。
Already in Taiwan, I felt that the society and its decay was really getting worse.
青年人的堕落也是越来越严重了。
And the young people and their decadence, I really thought it was getting very worse.
很多的中学生他们已经有性的经验。
And very many young students already have relationships and sexual relationships.
而且慢慢的、慢慢的，那个羞耻感就越来越消失。
Gradually, the sense of shame has decreased.
道德的标准也破产了。
Moral standards have already become corrupt.
那我来到美国的时候，我发现这里的情形比台湾可能更严重。
And then when I come to America, I find that the situation is even more serious than in Taiwan.
我到旧金山大学去参观。
I went to San Francisco and the university there.
啊，在那个学生中心的门口，他们摆了很多的桌子。
And there were many tables in the center of the campus.
啊，那个弟兄跟我就讲，他说你要注意中间有一个桌子。
And this brother told me that look, there is a table right in the center there.
我说那是什么桌子？
He said, what is that table?
他那个就是宣传同性恋的桌子。
This is that table which popularizes, which advocates homosexuality.
哦，他们在校园里面就公开的宣传。
I'll openly advocate this on the campuses.
我最难过的一件事情就是到纽约的哥伦比亚大学去。
And then something which really made me sad was when I went to the University of Columbia at New York.
因为他们说那个哥伦比亚的这个查经班慢慢的没落了。
Because somebody has told me that Bible study group at Columbia University has.
他们大概只有十个人聚会，但是楼上那个同性恋有100个人聚会。
That Bible study only has 10 people, but the gays have about 100 upstairs.
他们都在那个学生中心里头聚会。
All in the same building that they were meeting together.
慢慢的、慢慢的，我觉得整个的世界是一个危险的趋向了。
I think that the whole society, the whole world has a dangerous tendency.
人只注重他外面的尊严，但是失去了他内心的尊严。
And they try to preserve the outward dignity, but inside their inner dignity is lost.
我在大学读书的时候。
Now I'm studying in college.
在我们的班上，每一次有好的老师来，这个教授来上课的时候，大家都抢第一排的位置。
When the teachers come to teach a class, and many people will try to get some of the best seats.
啊，但是考试的时候，通通抢最后一排位置。
Then when it came time to examinations, they all wanted the last seats.
当然，你知道那是为什么。
Of course, you know what it is for.
这个世界没有标准。
What is there are no standards in this world?
反正大家都犯罪，犯罪就变成正常，你不犯罪反而反常了。
Because everybody is committing a sin, so therefore, since everybody is committing a sin, that is a norm, and so if you don't commit a sin, that is aberrant.
第三个特点，第四个特点。
The fourth characteristic.
啊，这个圣经上说，这个人他被铁链子锁起来，但是锁不住他。
This person was bound by chains, and yet the chains could not bind him.
他里头有过很大的力量，可以把那个铁链给挣断了。
Great force within that you can break loose from these chains.
我想人很聪明。
I think man is very intelligent.
所以人发现人自己是有问题。
Man has discovered that he has a problem.
所以人就想要自己解决问题。
He wants to solve these problems.
用法律。
Using law.
用教育。
Education.
用道德、用伦理、用这些许许多多的宗教的办法。
Morality and using religious systems in order to try to solve these problems.
但是能不能解决呢？我们发现在人的里面好像有一股很强烈的那个犯罪的力量，所以什么东西都绑不住他。有一次我到一个初中去讲道，初中的学生，我就问他们一个问题，我说请问是小学生初中生比较坏还是小学生比较坏？
I ask the students, do you think that it is the students in the primary school that are worse or the students who are in high school?
但是他们都不肯回答。
And they won't reply.
他们两个人几个人在那谈来谈去。
A lot of them are just talking among themselves.
我说你们诚实一点，没关系，你们回答我吧。
I said, to be honest, just tell me.
所以他们小小声音说初中生比较坏了。
So they told me they thought that the junior high school students were worse.
因为他们知道他们自己在小学的时候很听话，到了初中就不太听话了。
Because they know that when they were in primary school, they were obedient, but now they're not.
那我再问他，我说，请问是高中生比较坏，还是初中生比较坏？
I asked them, were the senior high school students worse or were they worse?
他们都讨论不讨论，他大声喊这个高中生比较坏，好高兴。
So they were very happy, and they said, "Oh, it's the senior high students that are bad."
他们忘记再过两年自己也是高中生。
And they forgot that in a few more years they would be the senior high school students.
假如我们肯诚实地面对自己。
We can honestly face ourselves.
教育我们承认没有解决我们的问题。
We realize that education has not solved our basic problems.
但假如我们受的教育越多，假如我们可遇到那个犯罪的情形的时候，那个犯罪可能更严重的。
Maybe that as we have more education, then as we face the problems of sin, then our sin may be even more severe.
我们不要逃避自己真面目来解决我们的问题。
We cannot escape our real nature of ourselves in order to solve our problems.
我们应该诚实地来面对我们的问题，来解决我们的问题。
We must honestly face these problems in order to solve them.
法律也不能解决问题。
Law cannot just solve it.
有一次我到一个监狱里面去讲道。
Once you preach inside a jail.
我第一次到监狱里面去，所以很紧张。
The first time, this is the first time I went into a prison, and so I was rather nervous.
啊，这个手心都会出汗。
And I began to sweat in my palms.
我坐在第一排就。听到有一些人走进来，坐在那个地方。
As I was sitting in the first row, and I could hear the people shuffling in.
我说：“哎呀，这些人都是这个江洋大盗。”
I said, "All these people are really big gangsters."
哎呀，我怎么向他们讲道呢
？How could I really preach to them?
等到我一上台一看，哎，大家长得都很漂亮。
Then when I got up on the pulpit and saw these people, I realized they're all very pretty.
我说这些人怎么会去犯罪呢？很奇怪。
Thinking myself, how could these people have committed these crimes?
后来散会以后，我就问那个管理的人，我说这些人到底是什么身份
？So then I started asking the people, the person who was supervising them, said, "Who are these people?"
啊，他们说有的是大学毕业生，有的是在中学做老师，很有社会地位的人都有。
Some are very high, high social standing. Some are teachers. Some are college graduates.
啊，我说那他们为什么犯罪呢？他说一时不小心呢。
So then why do they commit these crimes? And they said, "Well, they were just not careful."
我说。我想不是一时不小心。
I think he said that well, they were just accidentally down on careful. I was thinking that well, maybe it wasn't an accident.
他并不甘愿犯罪的。
Yeah, it's not. They really don't want to commit a crime.
没有一个人甘愿堕落的。
Not really. The person really doesn't really want to be degraded.
连一个强盗都希望人家说他是好人。
Even a criminal would want other people to think that he is a good person.
他有许多的时候是不得已的。
A lot of times, you really cannot. Stop himself.
他里面有一股势力，那个势力大得不得了，所有的这些道德啦，这些法律都不能够捆住他。
There's a force within him that all these restraints of law and morality really cannot stop him.
假如我们遇到跟他们一样的情形，可能我们也会走他们一样的路。
If we encountered the same situation, maybe we would have walked the same road.
所以人里头的那种苦闷，外面的这些问题不能解决的。
All the frustration, all problems outside, we really cannot solve it.
那这个人的第五个特点，最后一个特点，就是他在山里头喊叫，用石头砍自己。
This fifth characteristic of this person was that he was running around in among the hills using rocks to beat himself.
这是一种痛苦的反应，对不对
？This was a way of expressing his anguish.
他很苦，他没有办法。
He was really anguished, and he had no other way.
别人也对他没办法。
Others had no other way too.
他怎么办呢？他就跑来跑去。
What could he do? He just ran around.
然后他用石头砍自己。
Using rocks to beat himself.
有的时候，我们发现人类不能解决问题，就只好自我来解脱。
I find that when humans, when they really cannot solve themselves, then they die.
我不知道应该怎么讲中文。也许也是解决的意思。
Then they really don't know how to solve it.
有的人他用怎么样的办法呢？他就是沉迷在那个物质的享受里面。
So they use some methods. For example, they will submerge themselves in materialism.
也许他用的是一种感官的刺激。
Or maybe they like to use a visual stimulation.
或者一种思想的忘我。
Or using thought to be engrossed in thought.
或者他反抗一切的传统。
Or they try to be anti-conventional.
他推翻一切的形式。
Break all kinds of tradition.
他否认过去一切的价值。
Be against all kinds of traditional values.
这就是很多 hippies 的这种思想形态。
Many hippies think this way.
我这次到了 Berkeley, 我就去特别到了那条街去看他们。
And this time when I was in Berkeley, I particularly went to the street there.
他们说现在他们已经没落了。
They said, well, actually now they have already gone.
只有少数的几个人在那里摆地摊卖东西。
Just a few people with mats there selling their things.
我说 hippies 怎么会过这种生活呢
？I was thinking, why would the hippies want to live this kind of life?
他说因为他们现实的问题嘛。
This is a real problem.
他以前可以疯狂，但是他现在发现肚子饿了还是要吃东西的。
Because in the past, although they were very wild, now they realize that they are hungry and they need to something to eat.
他没有钱，他还是要去工作的。
If they don't have money, then they still have to work.
假如他有小孩子，他的小孩子还希望他受教育的。
They have children of their own. They want the children to be educated.
所以他们用这种的方式来解决问题，不能解决的。
They find that the way in which they were using to solve their problems, they really could not solve it.
今天有许多的人，他们觉得苦闷，他们就自暴自弃，他们就堕落。
A lot of people they are very frustrated with them, and so they are degraded.
我们实在看见这个时代的年轻人，从他们的脸上，从他们的眼睛上，有一种无声的呼喊。
From the face and from the looks in their eyes, we know that there is a silent call, an air of anguish.
虽然他们没有真正用声音喊出来，但是你看见他的脸，就知道在他里面是很苦闷。
They don't really cry out, but yet when you see them in their face, and you realize that they're really at an inner frustration.
有的人真的就喊了，你看现代的音乐就是在那里喊。
Some people really cry out.
示威，但是还没找到题目，请你帮个忙。
I want to demonstrate, but I really want to find a cause to demonstrate. Could you help me?
我有一个朋友，我有一个同学，他的父亲喝酒，后来死掉了。
I have a friend whose father was an alcoholic and died.
他每一天至少喝三瓶或者四瓶酒。
Each day he would drink for three or four pints of spirits.
他可以一个月不吃饭，但是不能一天不喝酒。
He could starve himself for a whole month, but he could not stop himself from drinking.
在好几年以前，我听说有一个朋友，他的女儿在美国读书。他说他们学校里头一个礼拜来救火车来了三次。
During a period of time, the fire engine would come to the school three times a week.
因为那个中学女生就放火烧他们的学校。
The girls in the school would want to set fire to the school.
现在这个事情也都过去了。
Now this kind of thing has passed.
没有办法解决问题的。
We can't solve their problems.
现在这个时代，无论你从文学，无论你从艺术的角度，你都可以看见那种人性的那种惶恐。
You see an education and art from this world, and you can look at it, and you know that there is an empty and there is a
恐慌。
Fear in it.
有一次有一个德国的画家很有名的，跑到台北来开画展。
And there was a German artist one day who came to Taiwan.
有一次到第几天的时候，忽然发现他的画被刀子划破了。
And then a few days later, he found that it was slashed by a knife.
因为他有四五十幅画。
Because there are 40 or 50 paintings.
每一幅画都是白底黑点。
Each one was a white background with black dots.
有的是一个黑点，有的是三个黑点。
Sometimes one dot, black dot, and sometimes three black dots.
有的是正的，有的是斜的。
Some were upright and some were slanting.
很多人说这是德国有名的画家都来看这个画。
A lot of people say, "Oh, this is a great German artist." All came to see it.
有一个人看得气得不得了，这就是有名的画，他就用刀把它划掉了。
Somebody who saw it was very angry, and so he says, "How can this be?" And then slashed.
这个画家他表现的是什么
？What did this artist represent?
对人生的一种抗议。
This was a rebellion against the meaning of life.
对他自己生命的一个抗议嘛。
This was a rebellion against his own life.
他感觉人生没有什么，就是这样子。
Felt that life was just like this, just like this.
假如我们仔细地来观察这个世界，也观察我们人的内心，我们发现多少人他们在那里用各种的方式想要来解决他们的问题或者满足他们的心，但是他们失败。
We look around and we look at the world, look at ourselves, and a lot of people try different ways in order to solve these problems, and they finally come to fail.
那么这一个被鬼附着的人呢？他一切的问题在哪里呢？
This person who was possessed by the demons, what is all the problem? What is it related to?
他前面这许多的特点只有一个原因。
All these characteristics, there was just one problem, one reason.
就是被那个鬼附着。
Possession by the demons.
所有不正常的表现是因为被鬼附着。
All the abnormal circumstances, all abnormal characteristics were because of demonic possession.
各位，从圣经的角度来说，人类所有的问题就是一个原因。
Bible's point of view, all the problems of mankind are derived from one problem.
圣经上说，凡犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
The Bible says, those who committed sin are the slaves of sin.
虽然我们不愿意犯罪，但是罪好像控制我们。
Although we don't want to commit sin, yet sin has controlled us.
罪好像在我们的里面迫害我们。
Sin is persecuting us from within.
我们没有办法逃避他的那个捆绑。
No way in which we can escape its restraints.
中国有句话说，非患不知而患不能，不是不知道，而是不能够。
It's not that we don't want to do it, but we want to do it, but because we cannot but do it. Something like that.
很多的事情我们知道，但是我们没有办法逃避。
And many things that we know.But we have no way of escaping.
因为在我们里面有一个很强大的势力，从我们最小的时候就一直在我们里头支配我们。
It's a great force that is within us from our childhood, which is really pushing us.
无论你用什么话来解释
，No matter in what way we describe us,
这是一个事实。
This is a reality.
有的人就讨厌这个罪子，说这是基督教的术语。
A lot of people just despise us and do not think this is just a Christian way of expressing.
但是这是一个事实。
Yet this is reality.
虽然那么多的心理学家、社会学家要把罪恶正常化，但是没有办法正常的。
Although many sociologists, psychologists try to normalize the sinful condition, but they really cannot do it.
我那两个孩子啊，那个大孩子几年以前他开始上幼稚园。
Older children, they went to school, into kindergarten.
他妹妹还在家里面。
Younger sister was still in at home.
他有一次哥哥回来的时候呢，他们两个人在那里玩玩具，忽然那个妹妹就抢哥哥的玩具。
And as an older brother came back from school, and then the younger sister started to snatch something from him.
那个哥哥就大喊说：“妈妈不得了，那妹妹抢我的玩具啊！”
And so the brother shouted and said, "Mother, my sister is trying to get my things."
老师说过不可以抢别人的东西。
The teacher said that we're not supposed to snatch other people's things.
所以妈妈来调解纠纷，说老师说不可以抢别人东西，赶快把玩具还给哥哥。
So the mother came and said, "The teacher says that you can't snatch things, so please give it back to your brother."
妹妹很听话，就把玩具还给哥哥。
So the sister gave it back to the brother.
但过了几分钟，忽然哥哥忘记了去抢妹妹的玩具。
After a while, then the brother forgot, and she started to snatch things from the sister.
妹妹大喊说：“妈妈，哥哥抢我的东西。”
Sister started screaming and saying that mother, my brother's snatching things from me.
妈妈很不高兴，说你说过不可以抢别人东西的。
And yet, so the mother was not happy, and she said that well, you told them that you can't snatch things.
那个哥哥说，老师说有东西要分给别人玩。
And then the brother said that well, the teacher also said that we have to share things with others.
老师说你有东西分给别人玩，但是别人有东西你不要抢，但是他反过来应用。
But he used it, he applied it in the opposite way in which the teacher would do it.
你说这个是小聪明啊。
So this is just being smart.
但这个小聪明慢慢的就发展成更严重的问题。
From this being smart, it develops into a more serious problem.
世界的问题不就是这个问题吗？
The world's problems are not just like this.
社会的问题不就是这个问题吗？
And the society's problems just like this.
人类历史的问题就是这个问题吗？
And history and its problems aren't they just related to this.
我们人生奋斗里面的问题不是这些问题吗？
Are the fights among mankind isn't related to this.
我在学校的时候，有一些同学非常对那个当时的那个政治啊，或者是那个社会，非常的气愤。
Colleagues and my classmates, they were really very agitated about the situation politically.
他说那些做官的人贪污啊，真是把他们都杀完了，中国才有救。
All these officials are so corrupt, we really have to destroy them so that there would be a hope in China.
假如我将来出去以后，我做了官了，我一定要怎么样来治理我的国家。
If I'm an official, if I ever attain this position, then I would really somehow work this all out and govern right.
过了几年，我们在军队里又见面了。
A few years and we meet them in the army.
有一次我见面，我就问他们说，怎么样，最近如何啊？
How is it now?
算了，别谈了。
So I don't talk about it.
我说怎么了？
So why?
他说还不是这个样子。
It's the same.
我说什么样子呢？
But it's the same.
他说大家都收红包，我也收红包了。
So other people accept bribery, also accept bribery.
我那些同学他们在那个工程局里面工作，他们去勘察别人的房子的时候，那个建筑商就塞红包在他们的口袋里头，他们就签字。
These are officials, and they go and inspect the buildings and things like that, and then people start giving them money to bribe them, and they just accept it.
他说工作很简单，我口袋一感觉我就签字了。
Because the job is very easy, as long as I have a feeling in my back pocket, then I can sign.
我说你以前在学校不是这样的。
I said you weren't like this in school.
他说为了生活嘛。
So I have to go and have a living.
大家都是如此嘛。
Everybody is doing it.
他说我也知道这个不对，但是没办法。
I know this is not right, but there's no way.
我做学生的时候太单纯了。
I was too simple when I was in school.
什么我们都知道的。
We know everything.
我们没办法。
We just have no way of stopping.
有一种很强大的力量在我们的里头支配我们。
It's a great and powerful force that is driving us on.
假如你要对人生认真，你就会觉得在你的里面充满了征战。
If we're serious about the meaning of life, then we know that there's a struggle within us.
所有圣经上说，所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
Bible tells us that all sin are slaves of sin.
罪就是一个黑暗的势力在我们的里头控制我们。
Sin is a darkness, a force of darkness which controls us from within.
罪使我们痛苦，罪使我们黑暗。
Sin causes us to be in pain and to be in darkness.
罪造成我们很多的问题。
Sin causes lots of problems in us.
使我们没有办法逃避。
So that we have no way of escaping.
就像那个人一样。
Just like this person.
他永远没有办法翻身了。
no way in which he can recover.
他永远就要过那种生活。
Forever he would have to go this way kind of life.
社会的解决办法就是把他赶走。
The way of society is to just drive him out.
或者把他捆起来。
Or to bind him up.
但是不能够解决他里头的问题。
But he could not solve his inner problem.
今天的人生也是这样。
The man's life nowadays is the same.
这是一个没有盼望的世界。
This is a generation that is hopeless.
我们在外面可以解决很多的问题啊。
Externally, we can solve many problems.
我们可以让教育更普及。
We can really have universal education.
我们可以叫这个经济起飞。
We can have an improvement in the economy.
我们可以把人送到月球上，送到这个火星上去。
We can send men to the moon or to Mars.
但是人不能够解决那个里头一点点的那个问题在心里面。
Man can solve even a little problem in our hearts.
但是那一点点的问题就是人问题的根本。这个可怜的绝望的孤独的人，他有一天碰见了一个人，把他整个的人生改变。他遇见了一位人，他的名字叫做耶稣。
Met a person whose name was Jesus.
这位耶稣居然有那么大的力量把他的人生改变。
Jesus had such tremendous power that he could change his life.
圣教说耶稣基督不但能够改变人身体的问题，耶稣基督能够改变人心灵的问题。
Change man's physical characteristics, but also one's spiritual characteristics.
耶稣基督不但有这个权柄能够赶出污鬼，耶稣基督更有权柄能够赶出我们里头的罪。
Not only did Jesus drive out the demon, but he could also drive away our sin.
耶稣基督怎么样赶出我们的罪呢？
How did Jesus drive out our sin?
耶稣基督是用把他生命舍弃的办法来对付这个罪。
Jesus used the method of sacrificing of his own life in order to solve this problem.
只有一种人，罪对他没办法。
There's only one kind of person, sin.
就是这个人死了。
And if this person dies.
只要这个人活着，有一口气在，那个罪就可以控制他。
If this person is just living, then sin can have an opportunity to overpower.
当他咽下最后那一口气的时候，罪对他就没有办法。
When he dies, then sin is powerless.
所以只有死是对付罪唯一的办法。
So sin is only, death is only way of solution for sin.
但是死多可怕呢？
Sin is so fearful. Death is so fearful.
神是爱。
God is love.
神不愿意人自己用死的办法来面对这个罪。
God doesn't want man to use death to solve this problem of sin.
而且人死了以后，人只不过是成为罪永远的一个奴隶。
When man dies, then it is only the result of this death.Permanent result of his death.
所以耶稣基督是神来到人间亲自为人而死。
So Jesus personally came to this world to die for sin.
圣经上说耶稣基督借着死就败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
So Bible tells us that Jesus in his death was able to destroy the power of sin and Satan.
耶稣是借着死就使那个罪的权势被瓦解了。耶稣基督死在什么地方？
Where did Jesus die?
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上是一件不公平的事情。
Jesus, when he died on the cross, he was an unjust thing.
当初罗马的政府是一个法治的政府。
At the time, the Roman Empire was a Roman Empire that was ruled by law.
但是耶稣基督被捉拿的时候，他是一夜之间受了六次的非法审问的。
Jesus, when he was arrested that night, there were six trials that were illegal.
而且当时的那些人审问他，发现找不出他有任何的罪来。
Even the people who were putting him on trial could not find any fault in him.
他是全然圣洁的神。
He was a pure, holy God.
他是为了要替我们的罪而死，才来到这个世界上的。
He came to die for our sins, and so that's the reason why he came.
他自己没有犯罪。
He himself had committed no sin.
所以那些人查不出他有罪来，没办法。
So they could not find any sin in him.
但是当时的那些宗教的领袖非要置他于死地不可。
The religious leaders of that time wanted to kill him.
所以他们就给他写了一个判决书。
So they gave him, they accused him of something.
查耶稣。
Kill him.
检查的查。
Oh, to examine him.
查来查去，查不出他有罪来。
Examining, they still could not find the sin.
所以判他死刑。
So we should kill him.
这是圣经里面描写当时怎么样把耶稣钉十字架。
This is actually the description of how the Lord came to the cross.
这是一件不公平的事。
This is an unjust thing.
但是圣经上说，耶稣说，他说没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍。没有一个人有资格把耶稣的命给夺去，是因为他自己愿意舍。因为他要把我们从罪的权势里面救出来。从那个罪的威胁中间救出来。他自己为我们承担一切罪恶的刑罚。十字架。你看到一个十字架的时候，你有什么感想？啊，你看到房子上有个十字架，说这个大概是一个教堂。啊，你看到一辆车子上面画了个十字架，你就知道那个大概是救护车。假如你看到那个战争片的电影里面，你会发现人很奇怪，有一些人专门杀人，有一些人专门救人的，同时举行。
You see, in war films like that, people who are at the same time, some people at the same time are killing people, others at the same time are saving people.
那些专门救人的人，他们手上有个红十字架。
Those who are particularly involved in saving lives, then they have a cross on their arm.
所以你看到一个十字架的时候，你知道这是一个和平的记号。
When you see the cross, then you know this is a sign of peace.
是一个爱的记号。
This is a sign of love.
这是一个拯救的记号。
It's a sign of saving.
所以很多的女孩子愿意挂一个十字架在这里。
So that many girls would like to wear a cross.
但是你知道，在1900年前，这个十字架不是那么可爱。
We know that several thousand years ago, this cross, the sign of the cross, was not something which was loved.
是一个残酷的记号。
This was a sign of cruelty.
那个时候犯罪犯的最严重的人就把它钉在十字架上。
People were the worst criminals, the worst sins. They would be crucified.
是罗马政府刑罚的一种工具。
The Romans used it as a form of penalty.
有的时候三天五天还死不了。
Sometimes 3 or 5 days, and these people still would not die.
所以听到十字架，人就发抖了。
People hear about the cross, they would tremble.
但是今天为什么十字架的意思变了
？Why is it that today the meaning of the cross has changed?
是曾经有一位人物钉在上面。
Because there was a personality who died there.
哦，有千千万万的强盗被挂在十字架上。
Thousands and thousands of the criminals were being crucified.
那些人被挂在十字架上，使十字架就更厌恶。
These people who are crucified on the cross just makes the cross even worse a sign.
而且让这个十字架就更可怕。
Makes the sign of the cross even more fearsome.
但是有一个人曾经钉在上面，让十字架就成为被人所爱的一个记号。
Someone died on the cross became a sign of the cross of a different nature.
在历史里面有多少残酷的刑罚工具
？In the annals of history, we know there are so many different forms of torture.
为什么没有女孩子挂一个法国式的断头台在这儿？也很漂亮。
Why is it that nobody would put the sign of a guillotine on their chest?
或者一把刀，或者一个枪，或者是现在最模型、最摩登的电椅挂在这个地方
？Or why not put a sign of a sword or a gun, or maybe even put an electric chair?
为什么要挂一个十字架
？Why do we have a cross?
耶稣基督钉在上面了。
Jesus was crucified.
耶稣基督在上面画出了一幅最美丽的图画。
Jesus was crucified on the cross, and depicted a most beautiful joy.
他把神的爱彻底的表现出来。
That's completely expressed the love of God.
这个十字架的救恩就成为你我的盼望。
Salvation from the cross became our hope.
每一个基督徒经验过十字架的救恩以后，他就发现他已经从罪的里面得了释放。
Each Christian was obtained the salvation by the cross. We know the value of this.
哦，这个人碰见了耶稣以后，他的人生过遇到了一个想不到的转机。
This person who has now met Jesus, he has a turning point in his life.
今天我何等盼望你在这里遇见耶稣。
I really trust that today you will meet Jesus.
耶稣基督要把你的人生彻底的改变了。
He will completely change your life.
就如同他曾经改变我，改变很多的人一样。
Same way in which he has changed me and changed many people.
这个人信了耶稣，遇见了耶稣以后，他就坐下来了。他本来人生飘荡的。当你遇见了耶稣以后，你的人生就进入了一个安息。他懂得穿上衣服了。假如我们遇见了耶稣基督的救恩以后，我们就知道什么是对的，什么是错的，而且我们有那个能力实行出来。他说，他圣经里面说，他心中明白过来了。
The Bible tells us it's man in his heart he knew.
一个人遇见耶稣以后，他对人生的问题能够彻底的看清楚。圣经给我们非常明确的答案。
Bible tells us very clear answers.
我再最后再用一分钟说，他曾经说拒绝主，他说主啊，你不要再叫我来受苦。
First, he was rejecting the Lord. He says, "I don't want to suffer anymore."
已经太多的人给我痛苦了。
Already too many people have given me suffering.
太多的人给我捆绑了。
Too many people have chained me up.
我自己试尽了一切的办法，不能解决问题。
I tried many many ways, and I still can't solve my problems.
现在有很多人这样说。
Many people say that today.
啊，不要让我信耶稣了。
Oh, don't bring me to Jesus.
我已经苦够了。
I've already had enough trouble.
啊，假如再给我一个宗教的捆绑，那我就糟了。啊，信了耶稣又不可以做这个，又不可以做那个，那我怎么过日子呢？
After I become a Christian, I can't do this and I can't do that. How can I live my life?
各位亲爱的朋友，我告诉你，耶稣基督不是来要你不做这个，不做这个，不做这个。
When Jesus comes, it is not that we won't be able to do this or do that or do this.
耶稣基督来是要让你心灵得到一个最高的自由。
When Jesus comes, he wants to give us a really a high level of freedom.
最大的一个帮助不是说不去做这个，不去做那个，那个没有用处。
The greatest help is not to do this or not to do that. That's not.
耶稣基督是给你一个新生命的能力。
Jesus, when he comes, he gives us a new power of life.
耶稣基督给你一种喜乐，是从里头涌流出来的。
It's a happiness that is right from within us.
除去罪恶的压力和黑暗的势力。一个新生命的大能充满在我们的心中。主耶稣说，我就是世界的光，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，不要得着生命的光。耶稣基督的确是如此。圣经里面这样宣告了，人类的历史没有把它否决，在许多人的经验里面更加的肯定。我们要把这样的救恩分享给你。我们一起低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你。你的爱是何等的奇妙。主啊，在我们人生的旅程中间有这许多的问题，有这么许多的痛苦，有这么许多的挣扎，我们自己没有办法面对和解决。我们感谢你差遣耶稣基督来到我们中间，把这样荣耀的救恩赏赐给我们，让我们借着十字架的救恩可以逃脱罪恶一切的捆绑。主啊，我们求你把这生命的自由赏赐给我们一切所需要的人。让我们今天坐在这里的每一位都能够经验这个生命奇妙的改变。主，也许我们对你的真道还不够完全的了解。求你把那个追寻的心赏赐给我们。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.